an admiral, a general, a high-ranking military official. When you get somewhere in the military, when you grease the right wheels, when you climb the corporate ladder, when you get as high as you can, when you make your graceful exit, when you've been adorned with all the pins and medals and badges of honor, and you've got all your stripes on your sleeve, when you accomplish it all, and when you retire, well, what then? The effects of age are getting to me. My vision is shot to hell. My contacts killed me. My glasses are so old that they're only half the strength of my prescription, so when I look at things, I notice the blur more than I notice the detail. My sense of taste and smell are also shot to hell. I throw so much garlic on food for flavor that I offend my friends and family, and I can't even smell when I smell. I mean, cologne is lost to me. My one ear is closed most of the time, and it feels like I got water in my ear, and it hurts for me to hear myself even breathe. Damn it, I can't even sing anymore and do one of the things that I actually like to do. I try to hear beautiful sounds, but people are usually talking over it instead, and so all I can hear is their incessant bickering and whining. And goddammit, I try to enjoy something every once in a while, and something more irritating is usually in the way. You know, I'd rely on writing, but for a while I couldn't even do that. And what do you have then? I can feel it in my left ankle. I can't carry weight anymore like I could. And my left knee keeps cracking and popping. And my sister says, you know, you've got the Kuiper's knees. And I guess the Kuipers have bad knees, and this is something I was always unaware of. My ankle in my right thumb has been swollen for over a decade, and even the doctors can't find anything wrong. And whenever I write, I grip that pen so tight that my fingers hurt, and all I can feel are the aches in my joints. And whenever I look down and see the scars on my body, and I should be proud of some, and some would say that I should be proud of surviving those traumas, and having the scars to prove it, but all I feel are the scars, and all I feel are the aches and the pain. Is this what scars do to you? Or is it the memory of surviving the trials and getting the scars? And is that what you have to show for everything you've done? Are those your pins and military stripes after you get and accomplish that goal? Because what do you do when you're retired? Do people care about your medals of honor? Or do you earn so many that they just weigh you down?